Just give us an update on Jacob Trouba and Brendan Kitchen coming up.
So Brendan's up because there's a question mark on Jake for tomorrow. He took a shot there. Felt a little better today than yesterday. We'll get him out in the skate just prior to the game, see how he feels in the boot. If he feels good, he plays. And if not, Brendan will get his chance.
If Brendan has an opportunity to go, just a word from what maybe Keith has told you down with the Moose with him.
Yeah, happy with his play. He's a puck mover, and he'll get into holes, and he can create some offense for you. He's worked hard to become a better defensive player, and a lot of that is just for defenseman reads, picking up the rushes. For some guys, the reads are easier in the NHL. They're a little more sorted game, and then he's a smart player, so we expect to be able to move the puck for us, help us on the breakouts, and get something going in the offensive zone.
He's a three-year pro, too, a guy that's got some experience down there. That's got to be a little bit of a bonus for your club up here.
Yeah, and mentally, too. After they've played a few years in the American League, they value that opportunity when they get the chance. They know how difficult it can be to get that chance, so you usually get a real strong game out of them.
Paul Postman has a couple goals in the last few games. You talked the other day about his ability to get shots through. Is that kind of showing up?
Yeah, he can get it off the wall and get it to the net real quick, and I think his shot selection is good. So it's not a matter he's trying to rip the bomb to the net every time. He'll get it to the net. He's got a good, quick, hard release, so there's some rebounds there that even on the one goal was a rebound to him. But that's his skill set. He started to skate a little bit better. I think he's getting the pucks a little quicker in his own end. Some of that's just playing some hockey.
We've talked an awful lot lately about auditions and guys having opportunity. Yeah. After the game last night, he even admits he looks at the depth chart and sees how stacked you guys are on that one side. What kind of future does he have with this team?
Well, and he's also seen that we've played Jacob Trouba on the left side an awful lot this year, and there's not a lot of NHL experience or any really after the guys that are in that lineup. So this is maybe his best opportunity. I don't know as much about him as you would think over a period of time that he's been here. Because of the three righties, he didn't get much of a look this year. When I came in, he had a blood clot that he was coming out. He just hadn't played an awful lot of hockey. He played some important games for us when we had some injuries, and then unfortunately for him, he got injured at times. So he hasn't. For his age, he doesn't have a whole lot of NHL experience, and you usually see a pretty quick curve with those guys. Once they get into a few games, you start to get a feel for what they can do. So he's improved.
Kuzmichuk and DeLeo returned to Manitoba. I guess, what did you think of them in the short time?
I'll put Nick Batan in that group, too, because he's still here. But I think they really used their year pro effectively. Scotty's got a little bit more experience than the other two. But from where they were at training camp to now, they've had a good year pro. Quickness, quick feet. I think Nick Batan's cut down on some of the turnovers that he was guilty of in his first tour here. But all of them have come back with a far more of a pro mentality to the game, the pace of the game, that you're not sharking, as we say, around the ice. You're in on every play. I really like what they did.
Not much question about Brendan's offensive talent, but I guess is the key for him, if he gets in tomorrow, is in his own end?
Right. So it's all reads. Your partner's really going to play a key piece to helping you out on that. But a guy that can skate and touch the puck first with good skills, if he can really focus from the red line to our end of the ice, using his offensive skills to be a good player. And then the reads, of course, when you don't have the puck, there's more motion in the offensive zone than I think we've ever seen in the NHL, so they're a little bit more difficult to pick up. But experience, right? You got to get out there and get a few games in to get a handle on it. We think he'll be good.
You notice any more sense of excitement or anything with Drew going back into Buffalo for tomorrow?
You know what? That hasn't come up over the last couple of days, I'm sure, for those guys. And unfortunately, Tyler won't be playing for us, but the first trip back is usually pretty important to them.